And what I'll do now is just to invite you to get as comfortable as you possibly can. So you could be lying down, you could be sitting, just where you're at is absolutely fine. You might be want some blankets or cushions or some props, some aids to get comfortable. And that's fine, just taking your time now to settle in. So this meditation practice is based upon and uses elements of integrative restoration, otherwise known as iREST. And this is a form of meditative inquiry based upon the ancient practice of Yoga Nidra. So again, I'll just remind you, no right or wrong way. This is about meeting yourself where you're at. You might find the meditation soothing. It might be unsettling for you. That's absolutely fine. It's just where you're at is absolutely fine. You might fall asleep. That's also fine. I often fall asleep during these meditations. So the meditation is going to go on for 15 minutes or so. And as we come through the end of the meditation, I'm going to recite another poem for you. And this is definitely much more on the soothing end of my poetry. It's a poem called You Will Know. And it's a poem about trust. It's a poem about trusting ourselves and trusting the process of life. And just, you know, everything as it unfolds. So hopefully you'll get the message as I read that through. Okay, so as you begin to settle into a comfortable resting position, arranging your body so that you feel completely supported for going into a state of rest and self-inquiry. So with your eyes open or closed, welcome the environment and the sounds around you. The touch of air on your skin. The sensations where your body touches the surface that's supporting you. Your entire body and mind into feeling at rest and at ease. If you could be 5 or 10% more comfortable, just make any adjustments that will bring a little more rest and ease and well-being throughout your body and mind. So just reflecting briefly upon what brought you here this evening as your intention for this practice. And taking some time now to connect with your nervous system and to absorb the learning. And remembering there's no right or wrong way to do this. As you connect, there might be something perfectly clear that you want to absorb and develop. Or the information might still be just a little jumbled and confused. And if that's so, just welcome that in. The sense of jumbled and confused. And know that whatever is important for you, whatever you need right now, will remain. Meeting yourself exactly where you are at in this moment. In this moment. I invite you to check in with your heart's deepest longing or desire. What it is that you want more than anything else in your life. What are you longing for? Perhaps it's health, healing, connection, belonging, home, wholeness. Welcoming and affirming the felt sense of your deepest desire with your entire body in this moment, as if it is your truth. Bringing attention now to your inner resource, the felt sense of home within your body, the safe haven, the refuge, secure, and at ease. Nourishing the feelings of being secure, peaceful, and at ease throughout your body. And know that you can return to your inner resource at any time, whenever you feel the need to be secure and at ease. Now, allowing my words to be your words, as you rotate attention throughout your body, setting aside analyzing and thinking as much as possible, and bringing attention to and welcoming the sensation in your jaw. In your mouth. Both ears at the same time as sensation. The skin of the face and nose. Both eyes at the same time. A sensation. Welcoming sensations throughout the forehead. The scalp. Back of the head. And neck. Left shoulder, left arm, palm, and fingers, right shoulder, right arm, palm and fingers. Both hands, arms, shoulders at the same time as sensation. Sensation of the chest and upper back. The belly, lower back, the entire torso as vibrant sensation, without thinking, just simply experiencing the sensations just as they are. Alert and awake to sensation in the pelvis, the buttocks, left hip, thigh, knee, foreleg, foot and toes, right hip, thigh, knee, foreleg, foot and toes, both legs at the same time as radiant sensation. Welcoming now the entire body, a field of vibrant sensation, alert and present, sensing the entire body. Be aware of the natural flow of sensation as the breath enters and leaves the body. The body breathes itself. Nostrils, walls of the throat, the gentle rise and release of the chest and abdomen. Welcome the sensation of the body breathing itself. Sensing the abdomen rising as the breath naturally flows in and out. Alert, attentive, completely absorbed as the body breathes itself. Welcoming every experience that is now present, while inviting your inner resource of being and well-being, feeling secure and at ease. Now, recalling the experience of self-doubt purely as a sensation in your body. Where and how in your body do you feel this experience? If the experience of self-doubt is not present for you right now, that's fine. But if it is, just noticing if there are thoughts or images present with feelings and emotions, or just meeting yourself exactly where you're at. Allowing the presence. No need to fix or change, just welcoming your experience as it is. And when it feels right for you, bringing in the felt sense of your inner resource to meet the experience of self-doubt. Both experiences together. And note how all of these sensations, as well as passing thoughts, emotions, images, are all constantly changing, coming and going. The entire body are constantly changing, evolving field of sensation. And noticing and welcoming all that is now present in awareness. Experiencing yourself as unchanging awareness, in which these changing perceptions are arising and passing away. The welcoming sensations of well-being and joy, even bliss in your body. If it helps you to recall a memory of a person, an event, an animal, something that helps you to connect with these sensations of happiness, joy, bliss, expanding throughout your body. Setting aside thinking and welcoming the felt sense of being and well-being. Notice how the feeling of being is arising in a spacious field of awareness. Awareness, everything, just as it is. As it feels right, welcoming yourself into your wide awake state of consciousness, sensing the vibrant aliveness of your body, while opening and closing your eyes several times and continuing to feel secure and at ease, grounded and connected to yourself and the world around you. Imagine yourself going about your daily life, yet all the while feeling awake, aware, secure, and at ease with everyone you encounter, with every experience you have, each and every moment of your life. And as you're here, take a moment to affirm your heartfelt desire with your body and any intentions you wish to carry with you into your daily life or next practice. And now, as you're ready, come back to your eyes open, wide awake and alert state of mind and body, allowing the feelings of ease and well-being to remain with you as I recite my poem. You will know. Take this time to honour the wonder of who you are before you begin struggling to shape yourself according to the unspoken expectations of the world. Take this time to rest in the soft surroundings of where you are before you begin pushing and striving to reach uncharted territories. Soon enough, the games of call and response will commence, for which there is no pre-qualification on your part. You will find yourself at the starting line without even having made a decision to compete. And when you find yourself there, you will know exactly what to do. And so you can let go of this for now. Take this time to marvel at the magnificence of your being that knows how to move and to breathe and to grow and to heal with no thought on your behalf. Take this time to revel in the reassurance of the natural world that knows how to age and to change through the seasons with no effort on your behalf. Soon enough, you will find yourself up against the cliff face you think you cannot conquer. You will not know quite how you got there, and you will be alone in your endeavour. But somehow, you will know what to do. You may falter, but you will come through, and so you can let go of this for now. The tragedy of life is not that those who are supposed to love and protect you will abandon you. The tragedy of life is that you will see this as a reflection of your unworthiness. The tragedy of life is not that people will go out of their way to make you cry. The tragedy of life is that you will learn not to reward them with your tears, and in doing so will deny yourself the richness and beauty of sorrow. The great tragedy of life is not that they won't recognize your talents when you don't come first. The great tragedy of life is that you will leave them behind, worthless, in the dust. Life will unfold with no thought or effort on your behalf. Soon enough, you will be met with pain and suffering. You will bear the bruises and the scars upon your skin. Your character will twist out of shape and settle again. But if you take this moment to awe in the magnificence of who you are with no thought or effort on your behalf, you will have a chance of rediscovering the gifts that you were given. And when you find them, you will hold them and show them with true knowledge of their value, because you will know what life was like without them.